This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls on Ross's node. Listening to see if we have any audio today. K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Well, that certainly sounds like some fine sounding audio coming back. I guess Ross found the secret sauce, the magic to fix the node. I'd be curious to hear today what it ended up being. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you. I do have some static coming in on your call for some reason. It doesn't come in as clear as it normally does. But I did hear from Redivis this morning, and I guess Amber didn't understand my message, so I'm going to have to write him back.
Oh, that is unfortunate. I don't know why there would be static. I only have a short hop to go from my radio to my node radio, transceiver to my node radio. That's interesting. Okay. Is what it is. Maybe everything's cold, which shouldn't really do much, but that's weird.
Well, I guess this is all part of the hobby, right? Having issues and then figuring out how to fix them, and then you get them fixed, and then something else comes along and you have to fix that. I think I'm beginning to think that's how the hobby works.
Well, I think that's how it is in the beginning. I mean, we're not sitting here with a Heath kit and building our own radio and figuring it out along the way, and or starting from scratch with all of our own components we had to source and building a radio. I mean, for the most part, the hobby is supposed to be plug and play these days, with some minor, you know, challenges. It shouldn't be that difficult. We are introducing some different technologies, but I don't know. I don't understand why there's, in this day and age, these challenges. Yeah. So anyway, let me drop it, see if I have it. Yep, I'm slowly putting together everything I need to build those portable boxes. I'm doing it slowly. The power connectors came in yesterday. Some of the mounting screws that I wanted, some black oxide screws, so it looked nice, came in. And keeping it simple, but I think it's going to be functional. I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to put a faceplate across the front. And I was thinking, you know, close it in with, you know, a thin panel of wood, maybe paint that, or leave it as wood, or stain it or something. That was one of my thoughts. The only problem is my laser cutter doesn't go that wide. I might have to put, like, the right-hand side in it, cut it, put the left-hand side in it, cut it. See how that works out. Of course, that does restrict airflow, so there is something to be said for leaving it wide open. But, that's just an add-on for aesthetics down the road. But, yeah, slowly coming together.
Oh, that's good. It's a good feeling when a project really starts to come together, and you see the fruits of your labor. And kind of on a similar note, yesterday I watched a video from, his name is Josh. I can't remember his call sign, but it's called Ham Radio Crash Course. It's YouTube. He's a YouTube guy, and this was a 5-year-old. Video, but he made a go can. He put a bunch of stuff in like a 6-gallon steel bucket, which put stuff in there to survive an EMP. It was kind of interesting, the stuff that he had in there, and it kind of reminds me of what you're working on, but I know it's a little bit different, but similar sort of thing.
Yeah, mine's for deployment in a non-conflict, non-prepper kind of situation. So I can definitely see the value in that from an EMP perspective, you know, that you want a prepper pail that is going to be some type of shield. Boy, I hope we never have to take advantage of that. Hear that popping sound? I know exactly what that was. That's now the second time I've heard that. And I have a 5-gallon water bottle in the back seat that scared the crap out of me when I did it the first time. It was much louder a couple months ago. But you put it in the truck, comes out of the house, there's a little bit of moisture in there, a couple drops of water. It shrinks out here, and then the heater turns on, and it expands, and it pops the plastic on the side. I have to look for cracks before I refill it.
Oh yeah, I've left smaller water bottles in the vehicle that were empty, and yes, when they get cold, they shrink, and then they start to warm up, and they pop a little bit. Yeah, at first it's like, what's that? And then you remember.
Yeah, the first time it happened to me, like I said, it was a few months ago. It scared the crap out of me. It was obviously in the back seat, and it sounded so loud. I wasn't sure if like a rock hit the vehicle or somebody got a gunshot nearby. Yeah, my ears were literally ringing. And I'm thinking, what the heck, did my windshield crack? I can't see anything, and going to have to look my vehicle over when I get home. And then I realized that before I got home, like, oh, that's exactly what it is. And now that you've heard that sound before, like, oh, that's a plastic popping. The hard plastic popping. Okay, I know this sound now.
That, wow, if that made your ears ring, that is a very, very loud pop. That would scare the bejesus out of me, definitely.
Well, I think between the container, maybe somehow projecting the sound, being that large 5-gallon container, and then me being in the cab of the truck, you know, confined space, yeah, that was an experience, let's just say that. All right, let's see if anyone else wants to jump in. This is K2PCB, cruising along here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Brad, hopefully I don't sound like that. Good morning, Ross. Quite a bit of noise on the signal this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Do you think I can just send a clear signal or clear sound of signal this morning?
Were you questioning your signal? If so, and then the answer is yes. At least on my end, it sounds pretty bad.
Anyway, I'll just take another look at it. I thought it was about 3:55. They're trying to help it. They're going to learn about it. They get the meltdown with it.
Well, I find it very interesting that you're coming in the same way that Brad's coming in, and Brad sounds beautiful. So, Brad, is my signal sounding like what Ross sounds like right now? Is that what you were referring to before?
Right now, I cannot hear Ross at all, and your signal is definitely not as strong as it normally is, and it is staticky for some reason this morning.
Yeah, I couldn't understand that, Ross. I don't know if it sounds like, you know, just a weak signal or it sounds like you're off frequency. That sounds goofy, that's for sure.
Okay, Ross, how about this? I'm going to try you direct. So let's take your note out of the equation. Brad, do I sound any better this way?
Oh yeah, much better. You're pegging the meter. You're definitely what do they call it, 5.9s or whatever. You're coming in real strong.
Okay, so there might be something else going on with Ross's node radio then. Yeah, this is how it should sound.
beginning to wonder if there was something wrong with my antenna. I mean, I didn't touch it last night, so everything should be the same, but you never know. But yeah, your signal's coming in nice and clear. Hopefully, when Ross gets a little closer, I'll be able to pick him up.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the advantages to doing what we were talking about yesterday, is to have that simplex conversation or, you know, performance validation periodically where, okay, let's take all of the node radios, All-Star internet connections, all that stuff out of it and verify that I have a good strong signal and I'm making the distance that I normally can. So, yeah, it makes me want to set a radio backup, even if it's a, you know, just a quarter wave antenna. Somewhere in the apartment, maybe up in the vaulted ceiling. I had done it once before, and in fact, the antenna that you're using, I was going to put up there at one point in time, but never got around to it. That was the intention for that. But yeah, maybe I should set up a radio so that I can talk direct and take all the internet stuff out of it. All right, I've got 6:43, so we're getting close. Maybe we'll pause a second to see if Ross is making it back in direct before I step out. I don't know. I'm not hearing Ross at all.
Neither am I, and that's very unusual because usually I'm starting to pick him up fairly strong at this point.
All right. Okay. Between his node radio and his mobile radio, I think we're finding two culprits in our connection system here today. So, all right. I guess we'll have to work on that. All right. I'm gonna mosey on in. Got a lot of testing to do today. Gordon's been keeping me pretty busy, and not that I am looking for work. I'd have plenty without it, but make the days go by. All right, this is K2PCB. I am going to step out, and hopefully you hear back from Redivis today with a updated response that addresses your queries. Okay, this is K2PCB, 73.